我们今天要跟大家一起来思想传道书。
Today we're going to study Ecclesiastes.
原因是我们都在读传道书。
And the reason is we're all reading this book.
我们的读经计划你应该已经开始读到传道书，所以我们盼望给大家一个读传道书的一个策略。
So according to our reading plan, you should be at Ecclesiastes. So we're going to give you a framework how to read this book.
我们在读传道书的时候呢，我们很多或许你会有很多的问题。
As you read this book, you might have many questions.
所以我们盼望今天呢，我们能够有一个 overview， 有一个概括的这个概念，让大家来看传道书。
So today we will provide with you a framework to look at this book.
传道书就讲到人生。
So this is a book about life.
人生是什么呢
？What is life？
人生到底？你经历，当然，你看你，你的年纪多大？你年纪小的时候，人生还是很好玩的但是你当你在做学生的时候，人生就是读书；当你在这个除了读完书，你的人生就是做工。那么你过了中年，你的人生就已经开始走下坡了。你才开始，到底人生是什么？
So according to your life experiences, it differs. If you're young, life is fun as you're going to school. Life is about schooling as you're working. Your life is about your career. And as you go into your old age, then life is going downhill.
所以到底人生是什么呢？很多时候是少年人问的问题，也是中年人问的问题，也是年老人离开世界之前人问的问题。
So this is a question that young people ask, the middle ages ask, and the seniors ask this question as they are prepared to depart this life.
所以到底是什么人生呢？当你的生命越活得越久，你就人生就有越多的感受。
And as you live longer, you have more experiences about life.
所以有一个美国的这个诗人他说人生就是一个洋葱。
So Carl Sandburg said life is like an onion.
你扒一块，扒第一层，扒第二层，扒第三层，每一扒一层的时候就流泪，每扒另外一层又流泪。
And with every peel of the onion skin, you tear.
所以人生是不是充满了苦难呢？
So is life full of pain?
约伯记就是讲人生是充满了许多苦难。这个人生非常短暂，但是那个苦难却是频频。
Job tells us that life is full of suffering and pain.
所以当我们在思想的时候，人生到底是什么呢？你的人生又是什么呢？你现在追求的是什么呢
？So as we consider about life, what are you pursuing, and what is your life all about?
有一个美国的一个英国的这个哲学家 Bernard Shaw， 他说人生是什么呢？就是一系列的错误，一系列的愚昧。
Now, British philosopher Bernard Shaw says life is a series of inspired follies.
所以到底我们是不是这样呢？当我们在人生你活得越久的时候，你发现你自己犯的错误越来越多。
So do you find yourself as you live life, you make more and more mistakes?
就好像我们开始讲的时候，你如果是年轻，你觉得明天很有希望，但是你过了五十之后，明天不会更好的。相信我。
As you said earlier, when you're young, you think tomorrow will be better, but when you're past 50, tomorrow might not be better.
所以当我们在过人生的时候，你不断的审查自己的人生，审查我们的一切，人生到底是什么呢
？So as you observe your own life, what is life all about?
世界很有名的军事家拿破仑，他非常的成功的攻打全世界，他是一个非常伟大的这个政治家。但是他在面临死亡的时候呢，他在他的病床上面呢，他说什么呢？我将要成为地上虫子的食物。
And the great French general Napoleon said, "Life is food for the worms." He said this on his dying bed.
你会发现人生到底是什么呢？我们活了这么多年，我们做了多少事情？当我们死的时候呢，我们还是空空的来，空空的去。我们不过是泥土里面虫子的食物。
And as you look back on your lives and all the things you've accomplished, you will end your life knowing that your body will be food for the worms, for the earth.
你怎么样形容你的生命?
How do you describe your own life?
你的生命到底是什么意思?
What is your life about?
你的生命有什么意义吗?
What is the purpose of your life?
印度的甘地，他是印度这个建国之父甘地呢，他在面临这个他的这个死亡的时候呢，在病床上面，他说我现在五十年来第一次感觉到一切都是黑暗，完全看不到光明。
And the founding father of India, Gandhi, said on his deathbed, life is darkness without light.
所以我们就要问， 这个印度总理，建国总理这么伟大，把整不他的这个思想不但影响印度，影响了全世界，包括今天所有这个示威平和平示威的人都从他那边得到启示。但是他说这一切的成就，最后呢，他看不到光明。
So Gandhi, the father of India, Gandhi, the founding father of peaceful protest, he said that at his end of his life, it is darkness.
请问你的生命是有什么价值？
So what is the value of your lives?
你生命的意义在哪里？
And the purpose of your life.
这个就是传道书要讲的。
This is what Ecclesiastes is talking about.
请大家打开传道书第一章，我们来看。
Please turn to chapter 1 of Ecclesiastes.
第一章，我们先从第一章第一到第十一节读一遍。
We'll read 1 to 14.
传道书第一章第一节说，在耶路撒冷作王大卫的儿子传道者的言语。传道者说，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。人在一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？一代过去，一代又来，地却是永远长存。日头出来，日头落下，即归所处之地，风往南刮，又向北转，不住的旋转，而且返回转行原道。第七节，江河都往海里游，海却不满。江河往何处流，仍归何处。万事令人厌烦，人不能说尽，眼看看不饱，耳听听不住。已有的事，后必再有；已行的事，后必再行。日光之下，并无新事。岂有一件事能说这是新的呢？在我们以前的世代，早已有了；已过的世代，无人纪念；将来的世代，后人也不纪念。
The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What does man gain by all the toil at which he toils under the sun? A generation goes and a generation comes, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises and the sun goes down and hastens to the place where it rises. The wind blows to the south and goes around to the north. Round and round goes the wind, and on its circuits the wind returns. All streams run to the sea, but the sea is not full. To the place where the streams flow, there they flow again. All things are full of weariness, a man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. What has been is will be, and what has been done is will be done. And there is nothing new under the sun. Is there such a thing of which it is said, see, this is new? It has already been so in the ages before us. There is no remembrance of former things, nor will there be any remembrance of later things yet to be among those who come after.
这一个就是第二节，传道者说，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空，这个就是他的主题。
Now the theme is in verse 2, vanity of vanities, vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
这是传道者，这个作者呢，就是所罗门大卫。我相信所罗门大卫虽然书里面没有讲，但是他说他是在耶路撒冷作王，是大卫的儿子，而且呢，他说他有大智慧，而且他享有很大的这个财富，以前没有人有过，以后也没有人有过。这样的人只有最适合的人选就是所罗门。
Now the most suitable person author is Solomon, the preacher, the son of David, the king in Jerusalem of great wealth and great wisdom. Only he fits the bill.
他说虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
And he said, vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
他说人一切的劳碌，在日光之下的劳碌有什么益处呢？
And he says, what does man gain by all the toil that he does under the sun?
你认为人生辛苦吗？
Is life difficult?
你认为工作辛苦吗？
Is work difficult?
你认为养育孩子、看顾孩子在家里看孩子的妈妈辛苦吗？
Is moms rearing their children at home, is it difficult?
人生就是充满了苦难吗？
Is life full of difficulties?
你看第四节，一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。
Verse 4, a generation comes and goes, but the earth remains forever.
你看我们睡觉是为什么呢?明天我要做工,做工为什么呢?可以好好睡觉,睡觉起来,明天要做工,做工好好,可以睡觉。
Why do you rest and sleep so that you can go to work? Why do you work so that you can rest in peace and then the cycle loops?
我听过一个故事。
I heard a story.
那个故事是一个美国一个人，他很努力的做工，不断的做工，很勤劳的做工，结果他非常的成功。后来他得了大这个订单之后，他非常开心。This
is a story of an American man who worked very hard and he got a very big contract.
所以他因为他人生，他不断的努力，不是就是好像我们这边的年轻人不断的做工，不断的做工是要往上爬，使到生活好一点，使到更有钱一点，更物质大一点，汽车大一点，你能够不断的成功。
Just like Singaporeans here, we work hard for a bigger home, for a better livelihood, for a better prospect at work.
不断的努力之后呢，他果然成功了。
And this man succeeded. He got what he wanted.
所以他成功了，他说我已经成功了，我应该给自己 pat on the back. 我应该给自己一些奖赏。
And he said after accomplish all these things, I need to pat myself on the back.
所以应该怎么样呢？他讲，哎呀，这个就好。如果是这样的话呢，他就跑到山上去，然后在那个山上有一个很漂亮的湖，在那边他就买了一条船，在那边划船。哇，你看。 这个天地之间，哇，多么漂亮的几湖景色！他就在那边划船，划船。他说：“哇，这个享受太美了。”And
so he found himself going up to a lake on a mountain, which was beautiful. He was paddling his boat, and the mountains were there, the sky was there. It was beautiful.
啊，这些是很有钱的人才能够享受这样的生活的。And
this is the life of the very rich.
这样他不断划船的时候，突然间他看到旁边有一个。 印第安人就是土人，在那边划船。And
then when he was paddling, he saw a Native American who was also paddling his boat.
所以他就说，他就看清这个印度人，他这个印第安人，他说，哎呀，这个印第安人啊，你们应该下山，好好读书。And
so he looked down on this Native American and said, "You should go down the mountain." And work hard.
那么那个印第安人说：“我下山读书做什么？”他说：“你读书之后呢，你就可以找到一份好工作。”And
said, "You go down, work hard, study, so that you can find a good job."
然后他说：“找了一个好份工作来做什么呢？”And
then the Native American asked, "So what do I get after I get a good job?"
这样你就可以很成功，可以赚很多钱。And
then the rich man said, "Then you can work and earn a lot of money."
那么他说：“那个印度安人就说，你赚了很多钱要做什么呢？”And
so the Native American said, "So what is the outcome of earning a lot of money?"
啊，这样你可以上来这边划船。
Because you can come up here and row the boat.
你看到吗?人生就是这样。
You see the kind of loop of your lives.
你看到我们父母辛辛苦苦把我们养大。
See, our parents raised us up with great difficulty.
然后呢,我们呢,出生之后,好好读书,然后好好做工,然后又成家立业,又有孩子,又让他长大,然后一代又一代,一代又一代,什么意思呢?
And so we do the same. We study, we work, and then we raise our children with great difficulty in this endless loop. What is the purpose?
人生的意义到底是什么呢?
What is the purpose of life?
你看到你经历的苦难，你看到你的孩子也经历。
Now the problems you experience, you will see your children experiencing.
慢慢成家立业之后，经过人生的苦难，辛苦读书，做工之后呢，他有孩子之后，他也看到孩子所经历的苦难，又是这些劳苦重担不断的循环。
And your child will experience the same study, work, cycle, and then his or her children will experience the same pain.
然后呢，你看一代来一代又去。
And then generation comes and goes.
你看第五节，他说日头出来，日头又落下。
And verse 5, the sun rises and the sun goes down.
风往南刮，又算北转，你转来转去还是一个循环。
And the wind blows to the south and north, and it's a constant loop and cycle.
你看江河那个龙沟的水，那个江河的水、河的水、江的水，全部往下流，流完之后，它又蒸发上去，又下雨，又再流，又是一个循环。
And as the water rushes down to the sea, it evaporates, and then it starts all over again, the cycle of the water.
第八节说，万事令人厌烦啊。
And verse 8, all things are full of weariness.
人说不尽，眼看不饱。
A man cannot utter it, the eye is not satisfied with seeing.
你知道我们辛辛苦苦生活、读书、做工，做很辛苦的做完一切之后呢，面对是什么呢？生老病死，就面临病痛，对吗？
And as we work hard and we toil, what is the end that's waiting for us? Pain, illness, death.
有多少人是永 可以长命百岁不死的呢?
Is there anyone that can live forever?
你看到我们,就算你很成功, 你还是开始病痛来了。
Even if you are very successful, pain and illness will catch up to you.
你要不能到年纪一大的时候就是整天往 医院去, 整天看医生。
Now, as you enter old age, some people would always have to visit the hospital.
人生到底是什么意思?
So what is life?
你做了这么多,你这么辛苦之后呢,有什么意思呢?
So after you've done everything, what is the purpose of doing that all?
所以传道书,这个传道者说,虚空的虚空,一切都是虚空。
And so the preacher says, vanity of vanities.
所以这本书到底是什么意思呢? 这本书充满了许多的悲观,充满了许多的这种负面的教导。
So what is the purpose of all the negativity and the pessimistic outlook of life recorded in this book?
所以我们要想,当我们 年轻的时候,我猜你们不是这么想的。很多人在你们,特别在年轻,在做工的时候,总是拼命做工往上爬,总是充满希望的。Now,
those of you who are among us, who are younger, who are working, you are trying to excel in your work, you're trying to advance, you might not agree with what is recorded here.
但是,请你不要搞错,的确的圣经要我们工作努力做工,但是呢,这个不是生命的终点,也不是生命的意义。
Now, don't misunderstand. The Bible does want us to work, but that is not the purpose of your life.
但是呢,我们做了这么辛苦之后呢,我们最终还是要面对病痛。为什么呢?为什么我们要面对病痛?到底我们人生有什么意义呢?我们这样做,到底最终的什么结果呢?对我,到底是什么意思呢?我不知道你怎么想。人生的第一意义对我来讲非常重要。What
is the purpose of life if all that we've done through our lives would just result in us ending up in pain and illness? I do not know about you, but I consider this very importantly. What is the point of life to you?
因为我们尽了一切最大的努力之后呢, 我们还是一样, 土要归土, 结果呢, 灵魂要归次灵魂的神。
Because after the great exertion of your lives, you will return to dust like you are, and we need to return to our Maker.
所以这个传道书到底是要死, 讲什么呢?所以有一个作者说,传道书是最实在的, truest, 最实在的一本书,把人生的百态写出来。
So author described Ecclesiastes as the truest book of the Bible. It describes life in itself.
所以我们要思想人生最终到底是什么意思?
So we want to consider what is the end goal of life.
如果人生完全没有意思, 为什么我要这样辛苦?
So if there is no purpose in life, why toil?
为什么我们要追求? 为什么我们要坚持我们的原则? 为什么我们要这样做人? 这些到底是什么意思呢?
Why stand firm on your principles? Why pursue excellence? If you do not know the purpose of life, all those things are meaningless.
所以我们来看, 原来传道书是在圣经里面叫做智慧书。
So Ecclesiastes is within the wisdom literature.
在圣经的智慧书里面呢, 基本上是包括箴言、约伯记、传道书跟雅歌。
And so wisdom literature includes Proverbs, Job, Ecclesiastes and Song of Solomon.
箴言呢, 基本上是一种格言, 是一种 truism, 就是说一般上, 真实的话, 人累计经验的结晶之后想出来的呢,就是这个箴言。
So Proverbs, as we've studied, is a collection of truisms.
所以在箴言里面呢, 讲了很多话, 但是呢, 你会发现, 箴言里面的话呢, 是一般上是对的, 但是不是绝对对的, 所以箴言不是一个应许。
So Proverbs, as we've studied, is not a promise, but it is a general truth about life.
就好像箴言说, 你敬虔的人必然得福。
Just like Proverbs said, the righteous will be blessed.
但是约伯记说, 这个是例外。
But Job becomes an exception.
啊, 那么不但是呢, 他说, 你有智慧呢, 你就能够成功, 但是你会发现约, 这个传道书说, 这个也是例外, 你根本就, 你单单有智慧也是不够。
Proverbs would say, wisdom, the wise will prosper, but Ecclesiastes says, that is an exception.
啊, 你看到这个约伯一人会受苦, 但是你也看到所罗门呢, 他很有智慧, 但是他结果呢, 他也是犯上许多的错误。
We've seen the righteous Job suffer, we've seen the wise King Solomon also suffer the consequences of his sin.
所以结果呢，我们单单智慧是不够的，所以传道书里面告诉我们，智慧本身呢也有，也是虚空。为什么呢？如果你没有神，如果你没有耶稣基督，你所做的这一切还是虚空。
So Ecclesiastes tells us that wisdom alone is not enough. Without God, your wisdom is vanity.
所以来到雅各呢，你知道吗？越箴言书是一本很好的一本书。箴言书呢，最好弟兄啊、丈夫呢、啊，叫你的姐妹多读一点，因为里面常常指出这个女人常常犯的错误，因为她讲个不停。
So Proverbs is a very good book. Brothers, I encourage your sisters, your wives to read this because it talks about some of the mistakes of ladies, and one of it involves talking a lot.
但是呢，你会发现，是的，箴言里面的这个讲到。这个妇女的有许多批评的话，但是呢，你会发现这个雅歌呢，却是一本讲说婚姻的美丽是神所赐的一个恩赐。
Now in balancing the words of Proverbs in Song of Solomon, you will see that Solomon would elevate the institution of marriage.
所以你会发现约伯记、传道书、雅歌其实是跟箴言是一个对称或者是一个平衡，这箴言里面所讲的话。
So you see that Job, Ecclesiastes and Song of Solomon really balances the teachings in Proverbs.
所以来我们回来看在这个传道书里面，他讲到说这个传道书这个字呢，基本上它的意在它原文的意思呢，就是 Ecclesiastes， 那么跟这个 Ecclesias 有关系，它基本上是跟聚集有关系这个字。
So Ecclesiastes, this original word comes from Ecclesia, which means a gathering.
那么 Ecclesia 就是基本上是我们讲在新约里面称它为教会，这个是希腊文翻译希伯来文里面的这个字，这个字就是教会，教会就是 Ecclesia， 但是
Ecclesia
我的舌头转不过来啊。所以这个传道书呢，基本上就是聚集人在一起来传道教导他们的人，叫做 the Ecclesiastes。
So Ecclesiastes is the preacher to the Ecclesia, which in our terms today is the church.
所以基本上呢，不是这个传道书不是说在旧约的教会，是说聚集的意思。
So this is not talking about the Old Testament church, this is just a gathering.
所以传道书是智慧者把人聚在一起，然后教导他们智慧的话，就是箴言或者智慧的话，我们叫它智慧书。
So Ecclesiastes is a learned teacher gathering people to teach them the truths of God.
但是我们发现在这个传道书里面所讲的都是很多负面、很多悲观的对人生的态度。
But within this book is filled with negative and pessimistic teachings about life.
所以传道书是不是非常的悲观、非常的这个负面的呢？
So is this a really pessimistic and negative book?
所以我们在读的时候呢，你要读整段整本才能够看见。
So you need to read the whole book to get the full sense.
所以前面呢，其实第一章到第这个十一章呢，都在讲这个很多正，其实你仔细看，其实他在讲正面反面，正面反面，应该是讲反面正面反面正面啊，他先讲反面，后来才讲正面，但是到最后呢，他就有一个总结。
So in Ecclesiastes, you see that the preacher will talk about the negatives and then the positives from chapter 1 to 11, and then chapter 12, he will summarize his whole teaching.
所以来到最后一章的时候呢，你一定要看到最后一章，你才明白他的意思。他说最后一章十二章十一节，他说智慧人的言语好像刺棍，慧中之士的言语，慧中之士跟智慧人的话言语其实是同样，它这个是平行的，或者 parallelism， 就是他讲慧中之士的言语好像刺棍，慧中之士的言语好像钉文的这个钉子啊。我先读完之后我们来解释啊。那么他说是一个牧者所赐，他说我儿啊，还有一层，你当受劝诫，你要好好受劝诫，书写的多啊，没有穷尽，读书读得多，身体疲倦啊，我们这些读书的人都会同意的啊。然后第十三节说这些事你已经听过了，总章是什么呢？它的总意是什么呢？是要叫我们敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分，因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论善恶，是善是恶呢，神都必审问。
And we're going to read verses 11 to 14, and then we explain it. The words of the wise are like gods, and like nails firmly fixed are the collected sayings They are given by one shepherd. My son, beware of anything beyond this. Of making many books, there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of men. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil.
所以在这里呢，我们看到他说，这个智慧人的言语好像刺棍，刺棍是什么呢？刺棍就是牧羊人呢，啊，当羊走错方向的时候呢，他用那个棍子刺他一下，让他走对方向。So
the words of the wise are like gods. Gods are like the stick that the shepherd uses to kind of poke the sheep to walk in the right direction.
所以他可以说是责骂或者责备或者让他回转的意思。
So this is a discipline that helps someone to turn back onto the right path.
那么他说会中之事的原理呢，就好像钉稳的钉子，就好像一个钉子钉在墙壁，很稳不能动的。所以当我们听的时候呢，哦，这个是稳的，是要相信，要持守的。那么有一些是要责备的，有一些是要持守的。And
so the teachings and the sayings of the teacher is like nails, they are firmly fixed. So sometimes you need discipline, sometimes you need unchanging principles.
所以这边就当我们在读这个传道书的时候，就要知道什么这是在责备我们，什么是要我们遵守，让我们相信，让我们持守这样的原则。
So as we're reading this book, we need to determine what are discipline and what are the things that we need to hold on to.
那么它的总意是什么呢？是要敬畏神，意思说我们人生到底什么呢？所以整本传道书是告诉我们。 他说，如果你仔细读的时候，他说日光之下什么意思呢？如果你在日光之下，就是说当没有神的情况底下，没有这个当你认为没有神这种形象，你的人生就是在日光之下，不是在神的引导之下呢？ 你就觉得人生完全没有意义。
So the purpose of this book is to fear God. When we read anything under the sun, that means that this person has not been living under the kind of acknowledgement that there is a God. So this book wants us to focus on fearing God and obeying Him.
所以这边整本书花很多时间讲说，这个书里面是 在日光之下是怎么一款情形？所以他讲日光之下的意思是说，他说在没有神或者是你认为没有神的情况底下呢，你的生命会是怎么样的生命？
So this book spends a lot of time describing what is under the sun, which is life without God at its center.
这本书呢，其实很重要的一点，大家在我们在读的时候要注意到一件事情，就是整本书提到神的名字的时候，完全没有提到 主人这个 Adonai 或者是 他只提到 Elohim， 他没有提到Yahweh。所以这个呢，给我们看见呢，这本书是在讲说人在创造主的底下，不是在讲救恩，是说你在创造底下呢，如果不相信有神呢，你的生命完全没有意义。
So we need to take note and in mentioning God's name. The preacher uses the word Elohim, which is God. It does not use the word Adonai or Yahweh. So here, in reference to God, it is a man with his creator. This is not talking about God the Savior. This is God, their creator.
所以在这里呢，我们看见 是，如果你认为没有神，人生命不断的就是一段的循环又循环，一代又来，一代又过去。那么这个日头出来，日头下去，风往南刮，又上北转，江河不断的流来，不断的回转，人生到底什么意义呢？完全没有意义，没有意思。
Now, if you look at this and you say, oh yeah, there is no purpose in life. The sun rises and goes, the wind comes and goes. There is nothing, there is no God in this.
在很多哲学家当中，里面有一个很出名的哲学家，他自己宣称说，因为当时候的人都相信有神，他说神已经死了。Now
there's a famous philosopher who said God is dead in an age where people believed in God.
这个人叫做尼采。And
this is Nietzsche.
这个尼采呢，他认为他宣告，他是一个很出名的哲学家，今很多人都在跟随。今天也是很多人跟随他。他说：“神死了，我们根本不用理会神，你要怎么样活就怎么样活，你怎么样生活，你要怎么样喜欢怎么样就喜欢，个人行心中所喜欢的事情就可以了。”
And Nietzsche is a very influential philosopher in his time, and up to today, people use him, and he said, "God is dead. Live as you wish."
所以他这样宣告之后呢，他就去活一个没有神的生活。到之后呢，你知道他怎么死吗？
And he lived a life that he wanted. And do you know how he died?
最后他自己发疯死了。
And he died of insanity.
为什么呢？如果你认为没有神呢，人生真的是没有意义的。你不管你有，今天很多人讲说，哦，我们应该比较同情同性恋啊这些。我说啊，这个是人家的喜好嘛，他要做什么？你要喜欢苹果，你要喜欢橙，你自己喜欢了、啊。我说这样，有些人喜欢动物呢。这样有些人喜欢这个不同，他就可以跟不同的这个植物结婚吗？他可以跟，为什么我们要坚持呢？因为是神的话，神的话就有权柄。
Now a life without God is meaningless and terrible. I mean, people ask me why do we not support people with different kind of marriage preferences? And I'll tell them, okay, what about if someone wants to marry an animal or a tree? No, these are instituted by God. That's why we hold firm to our view of marriage.
你知道吗？我们坚持是因为神是创造宇宙万物的真神，神是创造我们人类的神，他讲的话才是真理。
Now we maintain what the scripture says because our creator made us, whatever he says is the truth.
今天有很多人说，哎呀，你说，其实你们很古老，很古板。他说同性恋，人家喜欢这个，他如果女的喜欢女的，男的喜欢男的，随他嘛。我说，他说什么呢？这凭个人的决定，个人的喜好，两个人同意就可以了嘛。
Now people charge us for being old-fashioned and say, so if two persons agree, if they are both female, they are both male, as long as they agree, it should be okay. What is the issue here?
那么如果这样人跟动物呢？
Now I say, what about man and beast?
你知道这个在圣经里面有讲，利未记里面就有讲说，这个也不可以，而且这是大恶。
And in Leviticus it says, this is a great evil, man and beast.
这样我再问一个问题，其实我在报纸上有看过。
And I ask another question, and we see this in the news.
在马来西亚，有一个妈妈跟她的儿子结婚，你说可以吗？
In Malaysia, a mom married her son.
哎呀，怎么可以？这个是大恶。
And they said, no, that is a great evil, we can't do that.
但是他们两个都同意，你说两个同意就可以，他们两个同意，可以不可以？
By Malaysian, you know, they both agreed. Is that okay?
其实我们在报纸上面看的不单是这样，也有父亲跟女儿结婚的。
And we've read, right, fathers and their daughter.
这个是我们在圣经里面看到是神所不允许，这个是违反道德，这个是叫做乱伦。
And in the Bible, it says this is immoral, this is incest, it is not permissible.
所以这个为什么呢？因为神的话才，神是创造主，他讲了才能够才算是真理，他讲了才叫做 law, 叫做律法。
And we hold on to that because God's law has dictated what the parameters are, and we hold firm to it.
所以我们不可以按照自己的喜好去过自己的生活，我们必须按照神的教导。为什么呢？因为神是我们的创造主。
And we cannot live our lives as we desire because our Creator has made us.
所以我们在人生的时候，不可一代过来一代又去。你看每一个人眼中不看，眼中没有神，自己行所喜欢的事情，结果呢，我们的世代越来越糟糕，越来越糟糕。
And so in the human history, we can see generation come and go, and when there is no God, it degenerates.
所以当我们来看这个传道书的时候，你会发现如果没有神呢，我们的生命是越来越糟糕，越来越混乱。今天我们的世界就是这样。
Ecclesiastes tells us that a life without God is terrible, and our world today is a reflection of that.
但是圣经里面告诉我们，主耶稣说，我来了是要叫羊得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
But Jesus Christ himself said, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
所以传道书呢，就是一本书告诉我们人生到底是什么一回事情。
So Ecclesiastes is a book that teaches us what is life.
所以他是用从一个角度说，创造主的角度，如果有创造主，是你的人生是这样，没有创造主，你的人生就是虚空的虚空。
So it tells us if you have the creator in your life, this is your life. If not, your life is the vanity of vanities.
让我给大家一个传道书的分段。
Let me share you an outline.
这个传道书的分段呢，我给大家 Warren Wisby 的分段。他基本上分段是这样，第一呢，我先讲完他，然后才请这个Jimmy Funny。第一呢，他就讲到这个问题的宣告。他说问题是什么呢？因为然后呢，这是第一章到第二章，然后他 就问题的讨论三到十九章，在讨论这个问题的时候，他就分段说，这个是世界的虚空、金钱的虚空、智慧的虚空，还有生命的虚空。然后最后呢，他才讲说，问题的决定到底是什么呢？因为他们认为没有神，所以他们会出现这些虚空的虚空、虚空的虚空。
So this is the outline according to Warren Wiersbe. It begins with the problem declared, and then the problem discussed, and then it goes through the futility of the world, the futility of wealth, wisdom, and life, and then finally the problem decided.
所以这边就是这个 Warren Wiersbe 这个作者的一个分段，觉得这个分段呢，其实很多人在读传道书，很多专家在读的时候认为它完全不能够分段，完全没有次序。但是呢，无论如何，你还是看得到它的大纲，看到它的整个大方向。
So many scholars looked at this and said there's no really real way to outline it, but Warren Wiersbe provides us a way to structure how to read this book.
但是呢，我再给你另外一个大纲。
Here's another overview for you.
这个大纲呢，它是这么讲的。第一呢，他是说第一点呢是应该大问题的介绍，然后问题的这个审视，它的检查这个问题。第三呢，这个问题的介入，这个就是我们的Professor Lim 的看法。
And then we have another one from Professor John Lim. So we have the introduction of the problem, and then an investigation into the problem, and then the intervention for the problem.
我觉得这个很好，对不对
？I think this is very good.
这个其实如果你想得起他在我们当中已经讲过这堂道，所以你应该回去听一听。
If you remember, you can go back and listen to the sermon preached by John.
我觉得这个分段是最好的，所以我就采用这个分段。
So using this very good structure, we are going to follow this.
所以基本上呢，我们就把这个人这个传道书的分段呢分成。第一，他介绍一到第二章是介绍传道书，三到十章呢，就是他整个传道书的内容，然后第十一到十二，它是他的结语，他的总结。
So chapter 1 and 2 introduces the problem, 3 to 10 investigates the problem, and then 11 to 12 provides the intervention for the problem.
我觉得这个分段呢是比较符合圣经里面的这个语言。
So this structure, I think, follows more accurately the biblical language.
所以你会发现呢，第一章到第二章可以这么讲说啊，第一章到第二章呢，他都提到传道者是用第三人称说传道者。最后一段也是传道者，他是这么讲。但是在第二段中间的部分的时候，他说我传道的是这样讲的。
So if you look at the structure of the book, in the prologue really references the preacher in the third person, just like the epilogue, and then in the middle, the preacher refers to himself as the speaker.
所以呢，我们看第一章第一节的时候，他说在耶路撒冷大卫的儿子传道者，那个传道者，那个做王的说啊。
So in chapter 1 verse 1 it says the words of the preacher, the son of David, the one that is king in Jerusalem.
那么来到最后一段的时候，十二章九节，他也是说传道者是有智慧，他把他思想，他查考，然后他教导众人，他都是用第三人称说那个传道者这么说的。
And in chapter 12 verse 9 it says being wise, the preacher also taught the peopleknowledge, weighing and studying and arranging many pearls with great care, that preacher.
但是来到第一章，在中间那个部分呢，从第一章十二节到第十一章呢，他说我传道者在耶路撒冷做过王，我的教导是这样。所以这一段呢，应该是他的最中间的最重要的部分。
So Ecclesiastes 1:12, he refers to himself as I, the preacher. So this really is the central portion of this book.
所以前面跟后面呢，可以说是，或许有人说这个前面跟后面是有这个 editor， 或者有人把这个把写了前言跟写了结语，来把这个所罗门的话语能够完整的呈现出来。
So the introduction and the ending, it could be that some scholars say that some people have put in a prologue and epilogue to frame the book.
所以这个。我们还有一个问题，就是说这个传道书呢，到底它是诗歌呢，还是叙述文，是在一个故事性的传达呢？
And so another question we want to ask is this book poetry or narrative?
当然我相信很多解经家都有很多的意见，但是我相信它是这个是诗歌，同时呢它也是一个反思 reflective， 就是自己在写自传的时候，我想到这个，他这样写算是有一个故事性，在诗歌中又有故事性的写法。
So in reading this book, really it is a poetry, it is a narrative, but this narrative is like an autobiography. So it's a story about himself, his life.
所以我相信这个就是所罗门。当他得了大智慧之后呢，但是后来他晚年的时候呢，他又娶了很多嫔妃，他有2000个老婆2000个嫔妃，然后呢，他又享受人生所讲的，所以这边他讲传道书说，所有的享受我都享受过，没有人有享受过比我多的，但是呢，我还是觉得虚空。
So the very wise Solomon, he in his life married thousands of women, and then, at his old age, he reflected, you know, he has great wealth and wisdom, and yet vanity.
所以他就讲他当他享受这一切的时候，等一下我们再请大家看第二章的时候，我们会看得更清楚。但是在整本书里面呢，这个虚空这个字呢出现37次。
Now, 37 times the word vanity appears in this book.
这个虚空这个字呢，在这本书里面是讲到，有时候是讲到说他飘渺无定，就是说他有时间一来突然间来，又突然间走了，所以这个虚空 的意思。
So this vanity describes an aimlessness and pointlessness in his situation.
就是说没有意义，没有 purpose， 他完全是就是空虚的意思。
So he feels empty. There's a meaninglessness in his life.
那么同时呢，我们也发现日光之下这个词呢，也出现38次。
And 38 times the phrase under the sun appears.
所以我们就会发现整本书就讲虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空。然后他说日光之下一切都是虚空。
So he keeps saying vanity of vanities, and under the sun all is vanity.
但是呢，我们也发现很奇怪的是，这本书里面一直讲说我们必须要喜乐，享受人生。
But this book also talks about enjoy life.
你会觉得奇怪，为什么这本书又在讲到虚空？他说人生都是虚空的，你能够享受就想赶快享受吧，不然还是虚空。
Well, strangely enough, you know, even though in a very vain and meaningless life, he says, enjoy it while you can because all is meaningless.
所以，但是最后呢，我们也发现书里面也提到，在圣他在很多处他就都提到说，讲到创造主创造他们的神，他说神创造人，人的创造人不能明白，神把永生放在人心里，人不明白，他常常的不断的出现。
And then at the very end of this book, he talks about the Creator God who made man.
所以这边讲到就是人跟神的创造的次序里面，他说如果没有神呢，你完全不知道。所以他讲虚空的虚空，在日光之下没有神的情况下呢，人生一切都是虚空。
So he repeats that under the sun, all is meaningless when you do not know the Creator that made you.
所以让我建议跟大家分享说，建议说你在读这本书的时候，你要注意到他这边是两面，好像一个银币的两面，一面是讲到Under the sun, 日光之下，另外一面是在上帝 的管理之下。
So if you're reading this book, I will ask you to consider, it's like two sides of a coin, under the sun and under God.
所以整本书呢，可以分成四段。
So there's four sermons in this book.
然后你用这四段呢，按照这个方法，他先讲虚空的虚空，虚空之后，他就再讲到神，然后就讲虚空的虚空，他又讲到神。他又讲虚空，虚空又讲到神，不断的这样持续呢，就知道这边有一个 pattern， 这边有一个不断的重复的模式。你按照这样去看，他就看，你看人生是虚空的，然后他讲说，这样神呢？那神是虚空的，那么神呢？所以他要你去思想。
And so the preacher frames it for us in four sermons. He talks about the meaninglessness of life. He talks about God. He repeats it a second time, a third time, and a fourth time. So this is how we should consider his teaching.
现在呢，请大家打开第二章，我们来看第一节。
Please turn to chapter 2, verse 1.
所以第二章第一节，让我先念。
Let me read for all of you.
第二章第一节，他说：“我心里说，来吧，我们以死乐试试你。你好享福，谁知道这也是虚空？我指着喜笑说：这是妄论。他说：论到喜乐，有何功效呢？我心里 他就如何用酒，你看到吗？先用酒来使我的身体舒畅，我心却用智慧来引导我，又如何呢？如何持往愚昧？等我看明世人在天下人生当行何事为美。然后第四节，我又以大工程建造房子啊，栽种葡萄园，修造园，这个园域，然后呢，其中有栽种各样的果树等等。然后你看到第八节，我又为自己继续经营，和君王的财宝，并各省的财宝，又得车唱歌的男女和世人所喜爱的物，并有许多的嫔妃。你看。
He says, I said in my heart, come now, I will test you with pleasure, enjoy yourself. But behold, this also was vanity. And then you see, he will continue to gather for himself great works, pools, slaves, and at the very end, verse 8, I also gathered for myself silver and gold and the treasures of kings and provinces. I got singers, both men and women, and many concubines, the delight of the children of men.
所以你看到他用酒来享受不满意，他建造 big projects 也不满意啊，他就很多很大大工程他也不满意，我很大房子啊也不满意。然后他说我为自己积了很多的财宝，然后有很多的嫔妃，很多的女人也是不满意，还是虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空。
So in trying to give himself pleasure, Solomon used wine, he used great works of architecture, he accrued a lot of slaves, a lot of money, a lot of wives, all this for the purpose of seeking pleasure, but at the end of it was vanity.
你看第十节。
Look at verse 10.
他说，凡我眼所求的，我没有留下不给他，我心所乐的，我没有禁止他不享受，因为我心为我一切劳碌的快乐，就是我从劳碌中所得来的份。后来我查看所经营的一切事和劳碌成功所成的功，谁知都是虚空，都是捕风，在日光之下毫无益处。
And whatever my eye desired, I did not keep from them. I kept my heart from no pleasure, for my heart found pleasure in all my toil, and this was my reward for all my toil. Then I considered all that my hands had done and the toil I had expended in doing it, and behold, all was vanity and a striving after wind, and there was nothing to be gained under the sun.
所以你看到吗？我们不需要这个所罗门。所罗门，你拥有一切的财产，有一切的智慧，他一切的享受，在人生，我们说，哎呀，我不知道。等你，弟兄姐妹，我告诉你，注意看，很多很有钱的人，到最后都很寂寞。
So we do not have to be like Solomon. He had all the resources and the wisdom, and stuff. But I would ask you to consider a lot of the wealthy people on this earth. At the end of their lives, they are very lonely.
你有注意到吗？很多很有钱的人到头来也是孤孤单单的一个人。很多很有才华的人到最后也是自杀。
Please observe the rich people of this earth. A lot of them end in loneliness. A lot of talented people end in despair.
所以到头来呢，你如果你仔细看这个第十一节，我们看一看第。这个第十二节，我转眼观看智慧、狂妄和愚昧。
So consider verse 12, I turn to consider wisdom and madness and folly.
他说，好，这些享受 pleasure 没有关系，我看看智慧吧。他说也是虚空。
He said, okay, I've considered pleasure, let me consider wisdom, that too is vanity.
你看第十六节，智慧人和愚昧人一样无人纪念，也一样无人可叹智慧人的死亡，愚昧的人无益，所以我恨恶生命，所以在日光之下所行的都是烦恼，都是虚空，都是捕风。
Verse 16, for as the wise as of the fool, there is no enduring remembrance, seeing that in days to come all will have been long forgotten. So I hated life, because what is done under the sun was grievous to me. All is vanity and a striving after wind.
你看到吗？你有享受，你没有钱你就拼命赚钱。等到你有钱的时候，你会发现钱也不满足。
So when you have no money, you strive for money. When you have money, you realize that money cannot give you the pleasures you want.
没有钱的话，拼命读书，以为有智慧。读完书之后发现也是没有用。
And if you have no money, you strive to study, and after you achieve it, you realize it's still meaningless.
然后你看到第三章
chapter 3.
第三章，凡事都有定期，天下万事都有定时，生有时，死有时，栽种有时，被拔出栽种的也有时。
For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted.
所以你看到吗？ 这一切都是有神的预定， 神的主权掌管， 人不能够逃脱的。 你不管有多有钱， 你还是死， 你不管有多才干， 也是死。
So in all this, God's sovereignty is over all. However talented or able you are, there is a time to die.
但是你看第14节， 3章14节，
Look at 3:14.
我知道神一切所做的必永存， 无所增加， 无所减少， 这样呢， 是要让人在他面前存什么？ 敬畏的心。
I perceive that whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. God has done it so that people fear before him.
所以你看到吗？ 他前面讲虚空的虚空， 后面他又讲到神。
So you see the pattern, he talks about meaningless or vanity, and then he talks about God.
其实你注意看， 有三四段都是这样， 他讲到， 这个虚空的虚空， 然后又讲到神， 虚空的虚空， 又讲到神， 到最后呢， 他说， 如果没有神， 这一切都没有用。
So he will repeat this pattern 3 to 4 times, and at the very end, he will say, without God, all is meaningless.
所以我们回来想， 你辛辛苦苦， 我们这边有一些年纪比较大的， 我们很辛苦做工， 我们很辛苦把孩子养大， 然后我们老的时候就开始病痛了， 人生到底什么意思呢？
So we, you know, ask the older, you know, members among us, and you recall all the toil you've put in for your children, and now that you are old, illness and pain catch up to you.
或许你曾经受过苦， 或许你曾经被人欺骗， 有些被人欺负， 难道没有公义吗？
If you've been, maybe you've been ill-treated or malign, is there no justice?
那我请看这世界这么乱， 难道没有神吗？
Now look at the trouble the world is in. Is there no God?
有的， 神按照他的时间， 仍旧坐在宝座上， 他看这个世界， 这个世界在整个都在他掌管底下， 生有时， 死有时， 栽种有时， 罢黜栽种的也有时。
But God is over all. He is sovereign. There is a time to die, a time to kill, a time to break down. He is in control.
但是来到最后的时候呢， 我们刚才已经读过， 12章13节是说， 这个全部的这个传道书最终要告诉你， 你要敬畏神， 因为最后呢， 神必要审问， 连隐藏的事， 没有人知道， 连你的家人也不知道， 连你的好朋友也不知道， 连你的丈夫， 你的妻子都不知道的事， 他都要审问。
But the end goal is this. In chapter 12, verse 13, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil, revealed things that people do not know, but things that the Lord knows that you have done.
今天呢， 我们不断地追求， 我们总是心里有空虚， 我们要追求， 这个金钱， 我们要追求， 财富， 我们要追求生命， 我们要追求很多东西， 因为我一直心里一直不满足， 就算你结了婚， 虽然有了家庭， 你还是不满足， 你不断地追求， 其实你不用追求， 这些都是虚假， 这些都是虚空。
There is a void in your lives. You're pursuing your career. If you're married, you're pursuing even, you know, you're trying to fill your lives with more achievements, and I'm telling you, you do not have to do it.
有些人用,
it is vanity.
有些人用许多的这个嗜好， 有些人用金钱， 有些人用酒， 有些人用毒品， 有些人用各式各样的刺激 来填满这个心， 你怎么样填都不满， 因为传道书告诉你， 虚空的虚空， 虚空的虚空， 一切 都是虚空。
And people use all kinds of stimulants. You can use drugs, you can use wine, you can use hobbies. Ecclesiastes tell us it is vanity, it is meaningless.
让我用奥古斯丁的一句话作为结束。
Let me end with the words of Augustine.
奥古斯丁在主后300年讲过一句话， 这句话非常重要， 对我觉得很有意义。 他说， 神为他自己创造我们， 我们不可能得到安息， 直到我们安息在他的怀里。 我再说一遍， 神为他自己创造我们， 我们不可能得到安息， 直到我们回到神那里， 在他里面 才能够安息， 才能够找到真正的价值， 才能够满足， 才能够真正的觉得人生的意义。
Augustine in AD 300 said this about God: God has made us for himself. We cannot find rest unless we find rest in God's bosom alone.
这句话很重要。神创造我们的时候是为他自己创造，除非你回到神那里，你是不可能得到满足。
God has made us for Himself. If you do not return to His bosom, you cannot find rest.
啊，让我讲，尝试一下讲英语哈。God made us for Himself. We cannot find rest until we rest in Him. 人不可能得到安息，除非我们回到神，才能够安息在神里面。所以我们会发现一件事情，传道书告诉我们，如果你不认为没有神，你不断的寻找，不断的寻找，你心里一直不能够满足。但是呢，你回到神面前，你来到神面前，你说，主啊，我心里面很多空虚，主啊，我有很多问题，请你帮助我，我在你的面前，我承认，我放下，我要求你来帮助我，带领我，让我知道我的人生。你回到圣经里面，你才能够得到答案。
And you have emptiness in your life. That's all these voids you're trying to fill. And I encourage you, come to before the Creator. He will end the meaninglessness that you feel in your lives.
所以我们要问你，你的生命是虚空的生命呢，还是充实的生命？
So is your life one of vanity or victory?
如果你的生命感觉到虚空，请你读传道书。
Now, if you feel meaninglessness in your life, read Ecclesiastes.
让神的话亲自在你生命里面来 inform you， 来告诉你你应该有的是一个怎么样的生命。
Let the word of God inform you what your life should be.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you this morning that you've given us the words of the preacher, to the gathering of your people. We pray that you will help us understand that vanity or vanities, the pursuits of life, the struggles, the career progressions, all these things that we try to do, to fill the voids we feel in our lives, they are all meaningless unless we have the Creator. For those of us who know you, remind us how great and sovereign you are in our lives, and that you have dictated all things for all times, for all ages. Help us to rest in that, knowing that we will one day return to you and give a full report of what we have done, things that people do not know, but we have in our hearts. For those that do not know you and either feel meaninglessness now or through the experiences of the departed, famous and rich who do not know you, we observe their lives and we know that people that do not know you are headed for a meaningless exit on this earth. We pray that you would open their eyes, that you would, through your word, inform them, convict them, that you are their Creator, and if they return to you, it is a meaningful, a purposeful direction for our eternity. We pray all this in the name of Christ. Amen.
Amen.